Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm now doing a deep dive on soccer. I don't know how I landed here. I want to see this dude Erling Haaland. The Norwegian guy that Paul Tenorio was talking about. I'm reading this article from The Athletic of the 100 best players in the upcoming World Cup. Mm-hmm. They describe this dude, Haaland, as a freak.
Mm. You say he's fast 100 goals, right?
He said a human bulldozer who can score almost any type of goal imaginable.
You say he's bigger?
Yes. I don't know.
He's a human bulldozer.
Sounds like Adrian Peterson to me. Just a dude that can run over you, run past you, do anything he wants. Shout out to Erling Haaland and the Norwegians. Isn't Savannah about to go to Norway?
I think she said Norway or Sweden.
Maybe Finland.
Where are the Scandinavian people at? That's where she's going.
It's all of those. That's like Scandinavia is like the Midwest of Europe. Like right, it's a term for an area.
Well, she's going. I don't know if she said Norway, though.
If she's going to Norway, we need a report on Erling Haaland. Right now, though, we're going to talk some Commanders. Our boy Ethan Cadeau from Monumental Sports Network joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. EC, how you doing, buddy? What's going on?
I'm doing great. Always fun joining you guys.
Appreciate you.
You asked a really good question yesterday to Mikey Sammerstill in the locker room about this matchup. And I wonder if we're collectively focused enough on the matchup against Minnesota instead of the narrow loss to Denver and what's happening in the quarterback room. But what do you make of this Vikings team and Washington going in, riding this losing streak, desperate for a win?
Yeah, I think this Vikings team is kind of lost right now. Max Brosmer starting last week, they just didn't really have any fight from the jump. And you could kind of see that with Seattle jumping on them early. And it was just never really a game. I think the Commanders, this is one of their best spots to get a win the rest of the year. It's either this game or the Giants game. You brought up yesterday that the Dan Quinn quote from Hard Knocks, where it's like, we lost, but we're not lost anymore. I think that's a perfect sentence to really describe this Commanders team right now. They've played, I mean, the Broncos game was probably their third or fourth best performance of the year, if not better. It's unfortunate it ended the way it did, but I think the group as a whole, at least the vibe in the locker room that I got yesterday, they feel like this Sunday is very it's a very good opportunity for them to get a win against the Minnesota team that they can really take advantage of right now.
When you look at their defense and you look at the offense the way they played last week, do you look – I know what they did last year. That defense hasn't been as good this year, talking about Minnesota. Can Washington, do you think they can move the ball on them?
Yeah, I think between the 20s, they can definitely move the ball. You know what Brian Flores' defense, they're just going to bring pressure and pressure and pressure. So I think if the Commanders' offensive line is able to hold up and maybe you get a little help from John Bates and the running backs chipping and kind of just stopping the blitz, I think they'll definitely be able to move the ball. And I think Cliff Kingsbury will be prepared for that. I think in the red zone, I'm a little bit worried. I think Minnesota's red zone defense is pretty good, but I think I think regardless if it's Marcus Mariota or Jaden Daniels under center, I don't think they should have too much trouble moving the ball.
Yeah, you'd like to see them continue to run the ball well, and I think Chris Rodriguez has really been that for them recently. What do you make of Washington's run game, and will they be able to move it on the ground against the Vikes?
Yeah, I really like what I'm seeing from Chris Rodriguez, like what you just said. Jeremy McNichols has also impressed me. It's interesting to me that we've seen less and less Bill as the year's gone on. I mean, if you go back to week 5 against the Chargers, we had over 102 touchdowns. It kind of seemed like all the training camp hype was there, and then all of a sudden it's kind of just faded, and they've really kind of gone to, with these two veterans in Rodriguez and McNichols. One thing I would like to see, I would like them to remain committed to it. I feel like Cliff Kingsbury at times, especially when they trail, even if it's by a touchdown, he seems very quick to abandon the run game. And when they abandon the run game, the offense becomes way too predictable, especially when Jaden's not back there. I mean, I think Marcus is a really good, capable backup, but he just can't do some of the things Jaden can, obviously. So I would say in order for them to be successful on offense in general, they have to remain as unpredictable as possible. And that starts with committing to the run game and keeping it going, even when maybe the game script doesn't really say you should. Like, I thought Chris Rodriguez ran the ball great in the first half, but I don't really remember him getting that many carries in the second half at all. So I think it might have gone a little bit differently if they stuck to the run game a little bit more against Denver, and I'm hoping they do so against Minnesota.
You know, running the football is so – I mean, football is unpredictable, but it seems to me like they have a plan. This guy in the first half, let's go with the guy in the second half, and not that you have to go, they just have that – we're going to adjust it. And I think that makes no sense to me.
Yeah, I don't think that makes any sense at all. I would love for them to kind of stick with the same guy, especially Rodriguez when he's running. I think he's done a great job since he's got a lot more carries. I think that's something we haven't really talked about enough, that he's really transformed his body this year and making the most of his opportunities. But like you said, in the second half against Denver, he was a non-factor, and that's not really his fault. It's just as much Cliff Kingsbury's fault and everyone's fault as well. So I would love to see them kind of remain committed. I'd love to see them get under center a little bit more. I think the Commanders have the lowest under center rate of any team in the league. I know it's bottom five for sure. And I'd love to see that element of offense really start to make an impact on this team.
Yeah, and they've actually seemingly increased that significantly since the bye, I think. You've seen a lot more. I mean, hell, they opened that game against Denver in 13 with Marcus under center. Mm-hmm. So maybe we will see some more of that. Ethan, I was talking earlier, you're kind of following Steve Wino's footsteps, where you cover all the hockey and all the football.
Yeah.
I mean, you're at every Commanders game, every Caps game.
I mean,
game.
He's working a lot.
He's working a lot, man. So I wanted to switch gears and talk a little Caps hockey with you. You can give Ethan a follow at Ethan_Cadeaux, CADEAUX, on Twitter. Read all his work on Monumental Sports Network. The Caps are red hot. They dropped a touchdown last night in San Jose. What is going so right for the Caps right now?
Yeah, everything is going right. I mean, last night, it's a shame that was a 10 p.m. game because it was their best performance of the season. Their goaltending's great, whether it's Charlie Lindgren or Logan Thompson. I mean, Logan Thompson should be on Team Canada in the Olympics. If he's not on the Olympic team, that's just crazy. Ovi's heating up. He's up to 14 goals and 29 points in 28 games. He's 40 years old and averaging a point a game. That's just ridiculous. Ryan Leonard scored 2 goals last night, kind of proved to everyone why he was a top 10 pick 2 years ago. He's really coming to form, and they have no weaknesses right now. They're playing some of the best hockey I've seen them play in my 4 years covering them, and they're fun to watch. I mean, a month ago, 12 games in, they were tied for the fewest points in the Eastern Conference. You wake up this morning, and they're in first place in the Metro. They've won 9 of their last 10, 6 in a row. It's a great time to follow them. They're really fun to watch and kind of just want to enjoy the ride and see where it goes.
Not to look out ahead too much. They play tomorrow night in Anaheim against the Ducks. Another 10 o'clock start. I assume that's Joby and Locker. I hate when it's not Joby and Locker. Hopefully every game forever is Joby and Locker and not some national broadcast, but that I will get back on track. So they play tomorrow night against Anaheim. Then you've got Columbus on Sunday, but I'm kind of circling a week from now. Thursday night, Carolina's coming to town. We were all down there in Raleigh. Carolina in that playoff series last year in the second round, the Hurricanes were just better and probably by a pretty wide margin. I think that thing was a 4-1 series, right? Like, I think that tells you the story of that series. Have they played Carolina yet this year? How important is that game next Thursday night? I bet Cap 1 will be rocking. I believe, shout out to Keith Cohen, I believe I will be in attendance as a fan. What are we looking for next Thursday?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did we lose Ethan?
Seemed like it.
Are we lost? Okay, but Lanville, you still hear me, right? Okay. We're still on the air. We don't know where Ethan went. Maybe he just drove through a dead zone. The dead zone that always gets me is right by the Lincoln Memorial. All right. Ethan, you there? Are you driving by the Lincoln Memorial?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Next Thursday, Caps Canes. How big is that?
Yes. It's a huge game. They did play earlier this year in November in Carolina, and they won 4-1. Logan Thompson was great in that game. Yeah, Carolina just does a lot of things that the Capitals, I guess, I don't think the Capitals have a ton of weaknesses, but where their weaknesses are, Carolina does a great job. Like, Carolina's great on special teams. Earlier this year, the Capitals' power play and penalty kill were both in the bottom half of the league. The power play is still a work in progress. The penalty kill's gotten a lot better. That's just one team that,
you're right, dog.
I'm struggling a little bit this morning. The late night game last night got me a little bit. But no, Carolina plays a brand of hockey.
You and Walton.
Yeah, Walton did sound a little rough.
Some must be going around over there. But yeah, the Carolina plays a brand of hockey that just doesn't really suit the Capitals well. They control the puck. They're great on special teams. They kind of just grind you away and play a frustrating brand. But I mean, the Capitals responded really well when they played earlier this year. I think the youth in the Capitals lineup this year has really kind of brought energy to this group that maybe the team didn't have in the playoffs. So, like you said, I'm really looking forward to that game on Thursday.
All right. I want to ask you one more, but I don't know if you have it in you.
So, I got you.
Okay. How good has Ryan Leonard been? And what is kind of the ceiling for that kid?
Yeah, last night, perfect time you asked. Last night was his best game of his career. He scored 2 goals, scored a filthy end-to-end goal that was very, like, young Ovi-like, which was crazy. His ceiling is like Tom Wilson, TJ Oshie hybrid. And you might be right. My voice is going, but...
Yeah, let's let you go.
Yeah,
go
get, let you ride.
Go get some hot tea with honey.
Hot tea. Just get some lemon water, and that'll work. Warm lemon water.
A little bit of bourbon in there?
No, just lemon water.
I love that.
It's a Donnie Simpson deal.
I think I got it a little bit back. He could be that type of TJ Oshie, Tom Wilson hybrid, where he scores 25, 30 goals a year, physical player. He's going to get under your skin. I mean, he's going to be a fan favorite for a decade plus here. I mean, he's a top 10 pick for a reason. He has tremendous skill. He's really kind of made a jump since he was put on the first unit power play last week. He had a filthy pass to Ovechkin yesterday that resulted in the goal. So, I mean, there's going to be a lot of number nine jerseys in Capital One Arena for years to come. Yeah.
So I am committed to only having my Ovi jersey. I think that's the only jersey I'll ever own, unless somebody gives me an Ally Afraidy one, in which case I would wear that too. But I think I could be getting to a place, Brian, where I invest in a Ryan Leonard T-shirt jersey. Are you cool with that?
Just don't wear it in our Compton anymore.
I only like to wear bright red walking through South Central. Ethan, thank you for the time, dude. Go rest up that voice, bro.
All right,
yeah, appreciate that's our guy. You guys.
All right, that's Ethan Cadeau. May or may not be dying. We're hoping he's going to make it through. Pete Berchich from Minnesota, Vikings preview at noon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.